Hello and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and I feel like I've talked about this topic a gazillion times. Of course, we're always going right back into the sweet, sweet topic of Elon Musk and his little flirtation with Twitter. Though, it isn't quite a flirtation anymore. Elon is now officially the owner of Twitter, or as he likes to call himself, Chief Twit, as we will get into today. And he is really changing the game here. He is really changing Twitter to a whole different degree that I don't think we have seen with any social media platform. We've seen social media platforms getting more and more progressively safe. They're getting safer with the things that they do, and they are, in a way, just making everybody, censoring a lot of people and a lot of opinions, which isn't always quite the, way that we should approach these types of things. So, I definitely think, I mean, personally, if you've listened to the podcast once, love Elon. And I think that this move is quite interesting. I think it's also, it's important. And I think that, you know, it has been an important move, and I think we should be able to recognize that, because it, you know, Twitter was failing a lot there, and he might actually, Elon may actually be able to, fix it a little bit. So, to get into that, why don't we just start with Elon, because I do have a few other topics prepared. Though I think that Elon may just be, you know, good to talk about. So a little bit of background once again. April 14th, 2022, the whole Twitter thing where he was like, I'm going to buy Twitter, and it was serious, started. What ended up happening was he was like, oh no, it's kind of expensive, right? He wanted to back out. I talked about that a few weeks ago. And then basically Twitter was like, hey, you can't back out or we're gonna sue you. And he was like, okay, now I am going to, buy it. So, he officially bought it on October 27th, 2022. So as I'm speaking about this, it's only been a few days since he's had Twitter. And he's already done a lot of crazy things, or said a lot of crazy things as well, but also done a lot of crazy things. And actually, in January 2022, a little bit of more background information, he became the company's largest shareholder with a 9.1% ownership stake, which is insane. And now he's like the 100% owner, obviously buying Twitter for $44 billion, which I don't even think we can comprehend much money that is, let alone buying a, you know, questionable, news website, if you want to call it that, a questionable source with it. So that has been the official little bit of like a background with that. So getting into Elon himself, I kind of want to start at the beginning, but also I feel like I'm going to be looking at the news and looking at my own Twitter feed backwards anyway, so I might as well start with the most recent news, though I may be able to spin back quickly enough. He's also tweeting quite often. So the big news thing right now currently has been Elon has said, okay, you know the verification symbol, when you're a verified person, usually Twitter just gives that out to people that they feel deserves it, you know, feel they are important enough. But now he's saying, okay, let's give everybody a blue check mark. So his little, like, mission, this today, literally just today, as I'm speaking on the 1st of November. He's been saying, okay, to get verified on Twitter, you need to pay $8 a month. I think that has been his whole shtick here. All for $8, yeah. So his whole thing, he made a little meme of himself. He was at Heidi Klum's Halloween party. And he was wearing, I don't know what he was supposed to be quite real. But he dressed up as something. And then he made a meme with it. And of course, he was dressed up as something. I'm pretty sure he had the Tesla belt on. You know, he was decked out as billionaire Elon does. And he wrote, all for $8, yes, obviously a joke. And then he had this whole tweet thread. So I want to read out this tweet thread because I feel it's important to the story. So his first tweet was, Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who has or doesn't have a blue check mark is bullshit. Power to the people, blue for $8 a month. So that was very interesting, of course, and he's mentioning how it's done that, you know, people who seem more important get a check mark, but, like, then again, that is kind of the point of a check mark, though you could argue the point of a check mark is for authenticity. So if someone really wants that blue check mark, they can just pay $8, which, let's also be realistic, that's not that expensive. Then he replied to his tweet, so he made a tweet thread, so I'm just gonna read out the thread. His next tweet in the tweet thread was, price adjusted by country, proportionate to purchasing power, party. So, I think that's a very important point, because he mentions how he, you know, won't make people pay more if they live in a country that'll, you know, be worth more. Like, I live in Canada, so it would be, like, a few bucks more then. So he's gonna adjust per country, which I think is very interesting. Then he wrote in the next tweet, you will get priority and replies, mentions and search, which is essential to defeat spam / scam, ability to post long video and audio, and half as many ads. So that was his deal with the checkmark. So it isn't just like, oh, hey, look, I'm cool, I have a checkmark. It's, oh, hey, look, I'm cool, I have a checkmark, and you know, I look better in search, I can post a really long video, which would be great for people who, you know, are creators and want to do that kind of thing, and then half as many ads, which, I mean, I guess people can't really complain about. Then he wrote as well, this will also give Twitter a revenue stream to reward content creators, which I think is also interesting. So how YouTube rewards content creators, he is going to reward content creators in some way by using this $8 a month thing, which hopefully will work. Then he wrote, there will be a secondary tag below the name for someone who is a public figure, which is already the case for politicians. So there he is. He's combating the issue of, hey, people are still celebrities or public figures. We need to figure out who are public figures because everyone has a blue check mark, whatever. Then he wrote, okay, well, that doesn't matter. Look, you know, you're going to get another tag, and that's going to be how you're going to be seen. So I think that's very, very cool. so someone tweeted back to him and said, what happens when a random user pays $8 and changes his display name to Elon Musk, using your name and same profile pic, starts tweeting out like it's you, whatever, and then Elon replied and said, that already happens very frequently. So there's his response to that. Let me see. So then Lex Friedman, who's a podcaster, also replied and said, a great idea, but I think you need to do a catching system for people who don't go blue, which is, I guess, is very funny. And he said the free experience should be great as well. So, I mean, like, I agree to that as well. And I think that's fair. So, you know, people are also saying, so it's very funny, because there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of people replying with blue check marks that are very, very pissed off, right? Because they're like, oh my god, all my hard work to get this check mark is gone. And it's very funny because these people, you don't even really know who they are, right? You know, whatever, and they're like, oh my gosh, my people know it's me. And then, you know, they're replying and people are like, "Who are you?" So I think that's been very funny. As well, I've noticed is when people are like, "I hate all these changes, I'm leaving Twitter." And then people are just replying like, "Who are you?" And that's been quite hilarious. People are kind of complaining about that. But I think that the blue check mark thing is valid. I think that it's a very interesting move, but Twitter obviously doesn't make any money other than that way. So, you know, that's the best option, and I think that's really great. Elon also, so he changed his profile name to Chief Twit, and he had a photo of him. Okay, when he entered the Twitter headquarters, I'm gonna backtrack a bit. When he entered the Twitter headquarters, he came in with a kitchen sink, and you know, he made a dad joke, and it was a video of him with a kitchen sink, and then he wrote, "Let that sink in," or whatever, right? He, like, brought everything in and the kitchen sink, you know, it's like a dad joke. So he took a screenshot of that and he used that as his profile picture and wrote Chief Twit. So that was his name for a while. Now he just switched his profile picture to himself when he was a baby with a like a old, you know, phone in his hand. And then his currently new bio name is Twitter Complaint Hotline Operator. So I think that's also very hilarious. And now he's currently on a Twitter tweet rampage that I didn't realize. So 20 minutes ago, as I'm recording this, he wrote, "To all complainers, please continue complaining, but it will cost $8," which I think is very, very funny. And then he also replied to that and said, "Totally sold the idea of charging for insults and arguments from Monty Python, to be honest." So he linked this video, which I have not watched. So we're gonna hope that this video is appropriate. Let's see.
"Yes, sir.
I'd like to have an argument, please."
"Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?"
"No, this is my first time."
"I see. Do you want to have the full argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?"
"Well, what would be the cost?"
"Well, yes, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it's probably best if I start with the one and see how it goes from there, okay?"
"Fine. I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. Dubake is free, but he's a little bit conciliatory." "Yes, sir. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
"Thank you."
Okay, so this is like a little skip. I'm gonna skip ahead a bit here.
"You'll have to pay for another 5 minutes."
"But that was never 5 minutes just now." "Oh, come on. This is ridiculous."
"Thank you."
"Well?"
"Well, what?"
"That was never 5 minutes just now."
"I told you I'm not allowed to argue. I guess you paid."
"I just paid."
"No, you didn't."
"I did! I did!"
So it was just a funny joke that he tweeted out. Of a very old, timey, well, maybe not that old, but an older episode of people just wanting to argue, and that was their little joke there. So that's that one. Very, very, very funny. So there you go. There you have it. That's been Elon. I think there's some more that I want to mention. And I'm sure it's far back, and I'm not remembering. Right, so, okay, this is new. I want to look this up actually because Elon didn't really tweet about this, obviously. He fired the Twitter, CEO. Elon Musk fired the Twitter CEO. So, Elon has fired Twitter's board of directors, giving himself unfiltered control over the social media giant. So, basically, he's just giving himself complete control. He appointed himself the CEO, or Chief Twit, and the employees are bracing for massive layoffs, which I think he's firing 75% of the workforce. He is firing employees to save money, and fired the CEO and two other executives. Twitter declined to comment on it, but he's just been firing people left and right. And this is obviously a way for, one, him to gain complete power and control over the company, and two, him to actually save money and make the company actually make some money. So, you know, he's been kind of on the rampage is a weird word for it. But he's definitely just been firing people left and right, and that's been stressful for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like it. But I mean, in a way, it's valid and it makes sense. As well, other news, he may be adding Donald Trump back on Twitter. He wrote in a tweet, this was another tweet he wrote, which I'm going to need to find now because he tweets quite often. This was before the checkmark thing, so let me look. This is going to give me a big old second here. So here, he wrote in this tweet, he said, "If I had a dollar for every time someone asked me if Trump is coming back on this platform, Twitter would be minting money." So, yeah, that's very interesting. I don't know if that means he's coming back, but I don't really know. If he is, I think he just needs to watch it. Yeah, I think that's honestly the take that I have on that one. Yeah. Let me look up. I want to see. I think he's still banned, though I'm pretty sure he unbanned a few people. And a few of them were big names, and I can't quite remember who it was. But I know it was somebody big. Let me see. Real Donald Trump. I'm quite confident, yeah, he's not unbanned yet. People are tweeting, though, and they're like, please add him back, please, we need him back. Donald, come back. Which is quite hilarious as well. So, that's kind of been Elon. I think that's about all the news. The main headlines were him obviously getting Twitter and paying that much. Him also firing, like, everybody in his company. And also him potentially adding more people back. And then, of course, the whole checkmark thing, which is ongoing. I am very curious if people are actually mad about that. Like, to be quite honest, I don't really care. Like, I won't pay $8 for it because I don't really care to have a checkmark or not on Twitter. So, yeah. Okay. And then he also just tweeted a few minutes ago. He wrote, Twitter speaks to the inner masochist of us in all of us, which masochist, if you don't know, someone who likes pain in a sexual way. Okay. So yeah, I'm interested. I want to see if he makes any crazy drastic changes, but honestly, he's a very smart man. We know that. Elon's a futurist. He knows what he's doing. He's been able to make so many successful companies out of things that were broken, right? Like Tesla, a electric, you know, car company shouldn't have been that successful. As well, you know, a rocket company with usable rockets, again, shouldn't have been that successful. So he's been able to make all these things that are revolutionizing our future, make them successful in this really interesting way. And I'm just really interested to see where that ends up taking him and just, you know, how that ends up looking on the global landscape. Just because I think he's definitely a futurist and he definitely knows what he's doing, and he's definitely going to do something with Twitter that's going to be very interesting for all of us. He's going to do stuff with Twitter that we may not be able to understand, but I think it's just going to be really important to keep up with him. And I think it's just going to be really, really, really interesting. So yeah, that's about the Elon news. I think I actually want to end it there. I know, big shocker. I usually at least try and hit 30 minutes. I'm going to keep this one a little bit shorter today, keep it about 20 minutes, just because, to be quite truthful, I do want to go to bed at some point. As well, I think that I've said my piece. I was going to talk a little bit about the Ukraine war, though I think I might want to save that for next week and do a bigger, broader, longer podcast episode and do an actual proper one and organize all of that. I think that would be a lot more interesting for everybody. So, yeah, that is the news for today, or at least the most important news. So please consider following the podcast socials The Instagram is at ever.changingworld, again, at ever.changingworld. The Twitter is at everchangingwor, again, at everchangingwor. I believe there's another social media I have. There is the website, shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Again, shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Thank you all so much for listening. Please tune in next week for another amazing episode. And follow to stay updated. And the world is always changing. One.